Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, brought to you by the DeSai Group. The DeSai Group, getting the real work of innovation done. Visit them on the web at DeSai.com, DeSai.com. The High Velocity Radio Show is where we celebrate innovative professionals producing better results in less time. Produced and directed by Lee Cantor and brought to you live from the Radio X studio in Atlanta, Georgia. Now here's your host, Stone Payton.
Welcome to this special edition of the High Velocity Radio Show. I'm your host, Stone Payton, and joining me in the studio is our producer and my co-host, Lee Cantor. Hello, Lee.
Hello, Stone. How are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful. I've been so excited about putting this show together. Today we have on the High Velocity Radio Show a person who must be the most innovative individual I have ever met, and certainly one of the most innovative associates with a little company called Aflac. Please join me in welcoming to the show Amy Otto. Welcome to the show, Amy.
Thank you, Stone. Gosh, that's quite an introduction. I think I'm blushing. And now that we've got the video thing going, people can see that I'm blushing.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be fun, huh?
Surprise, surprise.
I love that you said a little company named Aflac, because everybody's heard of it, and they've all heard of the duck, that's for sure.
Oh, and we love the duck. Much better than the, what's the lizard on the other one?
Yeah, the gecko.
Yeah, I like the duck much better than the lizard.
It's very cute.
Well, we've got a lot of interesting things to talk about, and all kidding aside, you really have taken a tremendously innovative approach to a lot of aspects of your business, not the least of which is this whole idea of bringing corporate wellness to businesses. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing?
Sure, absolutely, Stone. You know, Aflac is very innovative, and there are so many healthcare dollars every year spent on just that, healthcare, so many dollars. They say $2.1 trillion were spent on healthcare in 2006, and since we actually have our video, this the Fast Company magazine that just came out last week was talking about healthcare spending, and they quoted Obama saying that that's one of the biggest things on his agenda, but healthcare accounts for one in every $6 spent in the United States. And that's climbing at twice the rate of inflation. So one of every $6 is spent on healthcare. That's amazing to me. But yet our life expectancy in our country is lower than that of 24 other countries. And, you know, you think about that and you're like, gosh, what is it? What's it all about? And really what it comes down to, Stone, is that we are unhealthy. We live unhealthy lifestyles. Americans are overweight, they still smoke, they drink too much, they don't get enough sleep, there's a lot of stress. Sound familiar?
And that's just the people in this room.
That's just the folks in this room.
We're just talking about us now. No, but that's really the crux to the problem. You know, as Americans, we don't take very good care of ourselves. So what Aflac's done is they have teamed up with a third-party administrator to create a great wellness plan. It's called AMP. And the wellness plan is offered to any client that offers Aflac to their employees that has 25 or more employees. And this wellness program is so well thought out. It's a kind of a trickle-down method, and it touches the employees 94 times throughout the year in ways like emails, healthy webinars, daily dietary tips. There's little packages that go home to the family to talk about nutrition with your family. There's a biometrics component to it where you can put in, you know, your height and your weight, your exercise goals. There's 600 videos online, exercise videos, that are all part of this package. There are posters for the break room. There are little table tents for the lunchroom. I mean, it's very comprehensive and really taking into account the total wellness and healthy lifestyle of the employee.
Are you finding now that employers are taking more responsibility? They're seeing that affect their bottom line. If they have healthier employees, they have more productive employees, but they've been slow to kind of embrace that and take that responsibility. Are you seeing them take that now?
They definitely are taking it now. And oftentimes it comes from the CEO or the CFO of a company when they look at their costs. You know, 40% or more of their pre-tax dollars are going to pay for health care. A lot of money. So oftentimes the CEO or the CFO is saying, let's look at this. How can we rein these costs in? So then it trickles down to the HR department. And oftentimes they'll have a budget for something like wellness because they're saying that for every dollar you invest, there's a $16 return on your investment.
Right.
And how that's calculated is kind of complex. It has to do with the presenteeism at work and, you know, the fact that your employees aren't sick as much. And they can actually be there and do their job, and they're just more productive and happier when they are at work.
And isn't it so that, especially in smaller companies, if one employee has like a major, like a heart attack or something, that could dramatically impact what that company's paying in health insurance for
absolutely.
Everybody, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. 70% of all healthcare claims could be avoided by lifestyle, meaning 70% of those claims are because someone's overweight or has diabetes or smokes. So when you think about that, 70%. So yes, if someone's not taking care of themselves and they're way overweight and their cholesterol is high and they have a heart attack, yeah, that affects the premium of that entire company.
Of every employee.
Mm-hmm. Every employee, absolutely. So, it's an overall effect.
So it is in the best interest of the company.
It's just good business.
Right, exactly.
I mean, yeah.
To prevent the heart attack before it occurs.
Exactly. It is a win-win. When you look at the fact that you spend 50% of your waking hours at your job or at work, for it to be an environment that's conducive to wellness and having healthy vending machine options and encouraging your employees to get away from their desk at lunch and take a walk or to engage in a webinar that might be informative to them, absolutely, it is a win-win.
And I wonder if a lot of employees in large organizations in particular, but maybe in small and medium-sized businesses too, don't really realize how much in the way of benefits are being provided for them by their employer and have gotten to the point where they almost take it for granted.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you're asking about that because that is another innovative solution that Aflac has implemented in any account of any size. We will go in and give them what's called a total compensation snapshot. So whether the employee is taking advantage of Aflac or not, and again, all Aflac policies are supplemental. The employee pays for them, not the employer.
Right.
But there are a lot of benefits that the employer pays for, you know, healthcare being one of them, oftentimes the major medical, the dental, the vision, it's all supplemented by the employer. Some employees are taking advantage of gym memberships for free at the cost of their employer. There are a lot of benefits. So what Aflac will do for a company is take their census, take all those benefits, and create a snapshot picture where it itemizes, this is what your employer paid for you over the course of last year.
So it lays it out where the employee can, that's
absolutely
smart.
It lays it out so you see, okay, you're making $35,000 a year, but do you also see that your employer paid $11,000 in additional benefits for you? So then giving you what's called a total compensation package. And part of the enrollment process is that I'd sit down with the employees and I'd talk to them about that. This is where the money's going, and these are your benefits. Because, I'm finding more and more, you know, there was a USA Today study recently that I was reading on an airplane, and it said that over 50% of people don't even know what kind of benefits they have. They don't know what kind of health insurance
right.
they have. They don't know what a PPO is. They don't know what a copay or deductible is. And I tell you, I mean, that is where I get passionate about my job. I love that part. I love to educate people so they know what they have because it's fun. It's fun to watch the light bulb go off and go, oh, that's what a copay, and that's why the deductible is different. And I love the educational aspect of my job.
Well, I bet there's a lot of it the employee doesn't realize that they have a lot of benefits they're not even utilizing.
Exactly. A lot of employees have pet insurance and they don't know. But part of that is the communication process breaks down. And a lot of companies do online enrollments and you just can't do it all online. You still need a little bit of a human touch and you need
yeah.
someone to answer your questions and walk you through because everyone's needs are different. And, you know, especially with the Aflac products, not every Aflac product will work for everyone. But when you analyze someone's needs, you find the right fit. And that's the approach I really like to take. You know, the wellness, the total compensation, walking people through the plans. And I like to talk to people about what they have, even if it's not Aflac. And walking them through the trends that we're seeing. I mean, I come in here this morning. I mean, I can't decide what to read first because I've got all my employee
she has
benefit.
A whole media stack over here.
You know, I'm really comical at the pool in the summer. I lay out. Most people are reading their good magazines. I've got employee benefits. I've got, you know, all of. I really like to stay in tune with what's going on in my industry and keep my finger on the pulse at all times.
Now, doesn't that help you though with your clients to provide that kind of added service that you tend to go above and beyond and you're always trying to provide value for your clients?
Mm-hmm.
Now, and this wellness program you were talking about, I believe that you are offering that for the first year for absolutely no charge, right? They can try
exactly.
this program. As long as they have 25 employees or more, is that right?
Exactly. They can try the program for 1 year at no cost. And then after that, if they decide they really like it, it's $1.25 per employee per month. And really, when you look at the other wellness programs in the market, I mean, it's really inexpensive compared to what they get. You know, every quarter there's a new educational aspect, so a lot of the communications are built around, you know, the topic for the quarter. So it might be about heart health, and then the next quarter might be about reducing stress. And year two, all of those topics change. So it's really a 3 to 4 year program, and, you know, they can take advantage of it for 1 year at no cost.
Well, and a buck and a quarter is not very much, but come on now, there's no free lunch. Just somebody's paying that buck and a quarter this first year, too. Where's it coming from?
The first year I pay for it, you know, and that's another innovative approach that I've taken to my business. You know, I say this all the time, I am in the like me better business, and I really am. There are so many people. There are 5,000 Aflac associates in the Atlanta metro area and in the state of Georgia. So, you know, it's all about adding value and liking me better. You know, I want to help, and I want to be in the companies as often as I can. I want to help my clients and my companies and their business grow. So it is sort of a unique approach. And yes, there are Aflac agents right now probably listening to this going, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said it. No cost for the first year. But I pay for it. You know, I pay for it for the first year because I really think it's important.
Well, you're investing in that relationship.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific. Well, and that's not the only innovative thing you're doing. You really are in the like me, get to know me, and how can I help you business. I've come to learn that over the last several months. You also host your own radio show. Tell us about your show.
I do. The Atlanta Business Radio Show, and Lee Cantor is also the co-host of that with me. And we place a spotlight on Atlanta's top business people. And gosh, every week I think we interview 4 to 5 folks, and it's great because it's been a wonderful way for me to decide who I want to do business with. It's kind of funny. I tell people it's like a first date because I don't want to do business with everyone. Believe it or not, there are some people that I quite honestly, you know, people that don't care about their employees. That's something it always shocks me when people say, why would I want to do this? And it's like, well, do you care about your employees? And the Atlanta Business Radio Show really gets a lot of attention for Atlanta business folks, introducing them to one another, and then also just putting a spotlight on their business. There's some really unique businesses in Atlanta, small and large, and gives the listeners an opportunity to listen for 5-10 minutes about a business and decide if they want to engage them or do business with them.
And Lee just rides your coattails like
That's
he does
it.
Mine, right? He horns in on your show just like he does mine.
I'm Lee, the guy behind the guy.
Right.
Lee has a lot to offer, that's for sure. And, you know, it was Lee's idea for me to co-host the show with him. And at first I thought, gosh, I don't know. You know, then I started to think outside the box. And it's funny, I was a little bit late getting here this morning and having my house painted. And I was blocked. There was a van blocking my car to get out. And the guy that drives the van, had the keys, had gone to the paint store with another guy.
Oh, marvelous.
Yeah. But you know what? I watched how creative and innovative they were. They took the smallest guy and hoisted him through the window crack. And then they got him in there. And then they rolled the van back. And I thought to myself, you know, that's creative. That's innovative. They could have, you know, seen my temper rise even more as I couldn't move it. But they were thinking outside the box. And so often in business and really in life, you have to think outside the box and be more solutions oriented. And for me, my business is all about the relationship. You know, I would love to build solid relationships and then just have fun and help people. So Atlanta Business Radio Show has really helped with that.
And so you do the radio show, you got this new wellness thing. Aflac's obviously keeping you very busy. There's a lot of innovation in Aflac in general. Is there anything else that's new and upcoming in Aflac? I heard there's a big announcement coming up.
We'll see. I don't know. We have a big conference call tomorrow night. We'll have to wait and see.
So no rumors? Mm. Nothing.
No, nothing. But I know it's good. I know it's got to be good because it is by far the best company I've ever worked for. I mean, on every level. The service out of Columbus is outstanding. And unlike other insurance companies, I mean, they really pay their claims and they pay them on time. And it's so refreshing. I love it. Love it.
We'll just have to leave that little mystery in place there.
Right.
We'll
You'll have to wait till
next week's show. We'll get
maybe
you up to speed.
Maybe on Wednesday for our show. Maybe we'll
there you go.
Then.
Well, yes. You really are the absolute epitome of thinking outside of the box, taking innovative approaches. And, you know, and let's get real for a moment, though. A lot of people in this economy, particularly people that are out making sales calls, trying to bring services to organizations, they're challenged. They're suffering a little bit. What advice do you have for those folks out in the marketplace just trying to get it done?
You know, I think more than anything, just don't be afraid. It's going to get better. And, you know, if you work hard and stick with it, no matter what your business is, it's going to get better. And be creative. I mean, think outside the box. It's interesting. This is a great book. Fabulous author, Never Fry Bacon in the Nude. And I pick this up from time to time. You can see it's already kind of tattered. But I'll pick it up because there are so many sources available to salespeople and to companies. And so much of it has to do with going back to the basics and the fundamentals. And the fundamentals is one thing I really got out of this book. Is because, you know, oftentimes when the economy is great and business is good, you lose track of things. And when times are hard, you have to go back to the basics and think about the fundamentals. So I look at it as a time to grow and increase educational opportunities as well.
Well, there really is a lot of wisdom in that. I can tell you for a fact the author of that particular book is basic. And we got to find a way to slide her a little bit of compensation
That's
for
it.
That plug, huh?
Commission.
Great Ryan. Book.
Yeah,
great
no
book.
Kidding. It was fun to write. So as employers want to learn more about how to take advantage of this corporate wellness program and just experience the absolute delight that is Amy Otto, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
They can shoot me a little email at amy.otto@comcast.net is really the best way. Oftentimes I'm out enrolling employees, so it's difficult for me to take phone calls, but an email is easily returned, and I love to talk with folks, you know, employers of all sizes. And on the Aflac end, y'all, it is such a win-win. The employer does not pay for it. They're adding a benefit, and a lot of employees really want it. I mean, there are employees that will go to one company over another because they have Aflac. So it's portable. You know, it's a great, great benefit to offer and to enhance your benefit package. So I'd love to talk to folks about that.
Terrific. And when's your radio show? When and how can they tune into that?
Wednesday mornings, 10 o'clock. And it's a podcast, so you can listen to anytime and look at the archives at atlantabusinessradio.com.
Terrific. Well, it's been an absolute delight having you on the show. Now, I did not give you a heads up on this, so you can certainly defer. But, you know, one of the traditions we have here on the show, we will often ask guests, all of whom are seem to be terribly successful in their own right, but we typically will ask them to share a mistake that they've made somewhere in their career and what they learned from it. And if you can think of one while we've got you here captive, if you can think of one, we'd love for you to share one and what you learned from it.
Gosh, just one. You know, the one that I could just kick myself for time and time again is I used to be more security-oriented, and I had a corporate job with corporate benefits, and, you know, I worked for the big man, and I liked that. And I was always offered the opportunity to come to Aflac. And like 10 years ago, one of my friends that I went to high school with said, you've got to jump on the bandwagon. This is a great opportunity for you. You'd be perfect at it. And, you know, and I had Aflac myself, but I thought, gosh, it's kind of scary because you really are on your own. I mean, we're all independent agents.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
Completely independent. So I'm my own boss. I mean, it's like being your own company within, you know, just one little entity. And I was always so scared, and I wish now I had done it so much earlier because I didn't. You know, I waited too long, and I'm not young anymore. But if I had done it when I was young, I would have established relationships, and I would just be really enjoying those and servicing those now. But that's the one thing I was like, gosh, why didn't I do this sooner? So I guess that would be my biggest mistake, is always really wanting the secure job and, you know, the definition and not thinking outside the box then. So I've been enlightened. I think it was the book that enlightened me.
Oh, I'm sure
it was probably the book.
I think I did. I took the jump right after I read the book. Yeah.
Well, you know, but the meaning of real job security has changed so much.
Right.
It really has. I think that's tremendous wisdom. We have thoroughly enjoyed having you on the show, Amy, and I hope you'll come back.
I will. I'd love to be invited back.
Well, you can count on it.
Terrific.
Well, until next time, this is Stone Payton, Lee Cantor, Amy Otto, and the entire Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.